This is Femi Kuti, and you're listening to NYC Radio Live.
All right, how you doing? Feeling good? All right, close enough. David Ellenbogen here. Really excited to share this show and maybe see you guys at this. We're 1 week into a month full of shows featuring the women's Raga Massive. It's all these really powerful and incredible musicians who are part of the Brooklyn Raga Massive community of musicians, and they're doing a bunch of shows at the Art Cafe. So just last Sunday, I had the pleasure of sitting down with Trina Basu, a really wonderful violin player and band leader, and she's one of the curators of this festival. So today we're just gonna play that full broadcast where she features so many of these great artists. And while we're at it, it was great to meet and see some of you. I had this at the Ruby Museum of Art in the last 2 weeks. Wow, we had the BRM Unstruck Sound. That was a great sold-out show. And check out that episode, the live broadcast from WKCR. We had another really great live show following that, the Acoustic Mandala Project. And then this week, I got some press. I have no idea why or how, but the monthly DJ session, my residency there from 6 to 10, where they open up the museum for free exhibits, it got called one of the best 5 free things to do. And another listing was one of 13, glorious? Oh, I have to find it. Some great word. Something like over the top. Along the lines of glorious. Anyway, great to meet a few of you there this weekend. And yeah, a lot of fun stuff happening there with the sound exhibit on its way. So see you there very soon. Let's cut to the live broadcast with Trina Basu sharing the music of this incredible gamut of great composers and performers and writers, all who will be performing this month at the Art Cafe. Peace. We have an extra special show for you because Trina Basu is here. Hi, Trina.
Hi.
Nice to be with you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So, Trina is a really wonderful violin player. She's known for quite a few of projects, including one with Amali Primawardena that's quite popular, Karavika. And are you curating this or helping put together this whole month of shows?
Yeah. So we've got coming up this March is International Women's Month. And so we thought it would be really nice on behalf of actually Brooklyn Raga Massive, which is an artist collective and nonprofit based in Brooklyn, inspired by the music of India, the classical music of India, and many other genres. We thought it would be really wonderful to feature women artists throughout the month in celebration of International Women's Month. So we have, there's 5 Wednesdays in March, and we have some really incredible artists coming in to lead their bands, including Indian classical, all the way to experimental and jazz, and folk and original music, so crosses a lot of different boundaries.
Yeah, yeah, really deep lineup, a lot of wonderful musicians of the female persuasion. Is that what you say? I'll need like a lot of those synonyms throughout the show.
Many men involved in the shows as well.
That's very tolerant of you.
Yeah.
So let's. There's so much music I want to share. What's the first thing you've got lined up?
We've got a track from Oracle, who's they're a duo actually, of Roshni Samlal, who's a tabla player, and Kane Mathis, who plays the kora and oud. And they will be, Roshni will be leading a collaborative set this Wednesday, March 1st, at Art Cafe.
Thank you.
All right. That is the sounds of Orakel, recorded live at a Brooklyn Raga Massive concert and jam session not too long ago. And they will be performing March 1st at the Brooklyn Raga Massive jam session and concert series. That is this Wednesday. Come see them. Congratulations to our ticket winners. And I am joined by the curator of this very special month of music, where we're featuring the many, many ultra-talented women who are part of this larger musicians collective. So here is Trina Basu, who's been helping put that all together. Hiya, Trina.
Hi. Hey, so... yeah, this Wednesday, March 1st, will be Roshni Somlal and Kane Mathis with their group Orakel, and they'll also be joined by a wonderful lineup of about, I think, five more musicians. There will also be some visual projections, and we have art installations up by Seema Pandya. Her tabla art installations will be up in the art cafe and bar gallery, which is surrounding the stage. So next up, we have a wonderful singer who I believe is based in Boston. She'll be coming in to perform at our March 8th concert and jam session at the Art Cafe and Bar, and her name is Ganavya Doraiswamy. And this next track is from her album Aikyam. I think it's an upcoming album that's soon to be released. And this is just, she has just a absolutely beautiful voice. This track is called Nithakam, and I believe it's a version of Summertime. We'll see when we hear it.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Summertime and all living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Your daddy's rich and your mama's good looking. So hush, little baby, please don't you cry. Listen, one of these mornings you're gonna rise up singing. And you'll just spread your wings and you'll take to the sky. But until that morning, there's nothing that can harm you, 'cause Daddy and Mommy standing by.
Wow.
What a voice.
Yeah, what a talent.
Amazing, yeah.
Yeah, and you're saying, you know, obviously the intonation is ridiculously spot on, but what else are you hearing in her singing?
Her sense of timing is just so beautiful. It's so expressive, but just feels so perfect. I'm really looking forward to her set on the 8th.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, and I feel that also, I spent a lot of time in my younger days, like, I had this theory that raga and jazz had a lot in common, and I kind of like seeked out every kind of recording I could find that married the two. And I, more often than not, like, I kind of felt like let down because it was like, you know, less than the sum of the parts.
Right.
But I feel that someone like her, like, And your husband as well, like some of this new generation, like Arun Ramamurthy, they really are from both these worlds, so mm-hmm. they can interpret them genuinely, you
exactly.
know.
It's coming from a very real, raw place. So next we have a track by one of the best mridangists out there right now, Rajna Swaminathan. She's worked with Brooklyn Raga Massive a bunch, and she actually recorded on Karvika's, my group's, last album. She's really wonderful, and she'll be playing on the 8th with Ganavya. So mridangam is the South Indian classical drum, and this particular track is not a traditional track. She's collaborating with, in a live concert at Harvard, with Vijay Iyer on piano and Yosvani Terry on alto sax. It's a composition written by Rajna called Tangled Hierarchy and Vigil. But I think there's a lot of improvisational elements that they've all developed together. So it's quite a long track. I think we'll listen to part of it And
cool. So, and Regina will be on this same show on the 8th.
She'll be on the 8th, yeah, as well. March 8th. At Art Cafe and Bar.
Cool.
Brooklyn Raga Massive Concert and Jam.
Here we go. I mean, here we go.
Thank you.
right. That's a little excerpt from a performance from Raja Swaminathan, and she was performing with Yosvani Terry on saxophone and Vijay Iyer on piano. And my very special guest today is Trina Basu, who is one half of the super duo called Karavika, and she's also helping put together a month full of shows, all led by brilliant female artists, and that will all be at the Brooklyn Raga Massive Concert and Jam Session Series for the next 5 Wednesdays. So,
So, yeah, we're celebrating International Women's Month and featuring these women-led ensembles, instrumentalists and vocalists, band leaders, all rooted in different traditions, Indian classical, as well as other traditions such as folk and experimental and jazz, and crossing over from different genres. So it's going to be a really diverse and eclectic month. So that was Rajna playing, and she will be performing with Ganavya's band on March 8th, who you heard right before that track. And on that same night, we're having a double bill, and we will be opening that set with Yalini Dream, who is a beautiful spoken word performing artist. And this is, she'll be joined by a group of about 5 or 6 artists, a couple BRM members, as well as some of her own collaborators that she's worked with for years. And this next track is called Next to the Divine, which was written and performed by Yalini Dream in collaboration with the Villa-Lobos brothers, who are ultra-talented musicians from Mexico. I've gotten to see them and hear them perform on violin and different instruments. So this is Yalini Dream. And if you want to hear more information or read more information about our concerts coming up, you can visit our website at brooklynragamassive.com. We also have a Facebook page, Brooklyn Raga Massive. And we also have a Women's Raga Massive page, which will list a lot of the details for all these shows coming up. So enjoy.
If this world was absent of violence and war, perhaps we'd think of fear as a delicious thing that tickles the breastbones from within, like the flutter that comes before breath turns to song, or the quickening beats of a heart slowly falling off. We would be skin prickling at the sound of truth confessed, thunder so enormous it cracks in your chest. Perhaps if every flash in the night was simply a dying flag, we would be the feeling that sits next to the divine.
That is Yalini Dream with the Villa-Lobos brothers. Those guys are forces of nature. And what do we have next, Trina?
Next we have a very accomplished and well-respected sitar player originally from Dhaka, Bangladesh. Her name is Alif Layla, and she will be performing on March 15th. She's coming in from out of town. We're very lucky to have her. She'll be performing on March 15th at our concert series, which we're actually calling Women's Voices, featuring all women artists throughout the month of March, presented by Brooklyn Raga Massive. So this is Alif Layla playing Jinjoti, I believe accompanied by Anubroto Chatterjee, is that right?
That is exactly right.
Great. Yep. And on her March 15th concert, she'll be accompanied by one of our own here in Brooklyn, Erin Hansen. And this is a track by her in Raga Jinjoti.
Great. And actually, Alif, we were very lucky to have her on the Ragas Live Festival. Oh. I think it was, I don't know if it was 2 years ago, which we had her here at WKCR. And this is a good time for all you diehard Ragas Live fans and Ragartal fans to take out your pen or pencil and put this date in the books, because nobody knows. This is not totally public information. Tickets have not gone on sale, but you want to make sure you've blocked out May 21st. That's Saturday at noon till Sunday at noon at Pioneer Works, 24 hours of Raga that you can experience in person. You can also listen over the radio, inshallah, but it'll be a deeper experience in person, or a combination of both. So that is May 21st, I believe, of this year coming up. So without further ado, here is Alif Layla and Anubrata Chatterjee playing Rag Jinjoti.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Sweet. Beautiful music from Alif Laila here on WKCR. I'm joined by Trina Basu Ramamurthy, an incredible violinist. And while I got you here, I'm kind of curious of your own path. What brought you into like Indian raga? Was that from the hit, or how'd that come across?
That started for me in college. I was trained as a violinist in Western classical music, and when I got to college at Florida State University, I was fortunate enough to meet a wonderful person and musician, Nalini Vinayak, who plays sitar, tabla, and composes, and she was the first one that kind of initiated me into the music. And I loved it so much. I loved the aspect of improvisation. I loved the aspect of creativity and the beautiful sounds of the ragas. I was really drawn to it. I'd heard Indian music growing up, but I had never played it. So that was my first step in. And since then, I then went to India and studied on a grant in 2007. And I went to South India and studied Carnatic violin for 6 months there and continued my studies here with Vittal Ramamurthy and Padma Shankar. So that was kind of my initiations. And then I've grown and expanded and figured out ways to bring the different elements of my background, my musical background and my cultural background together in different ways that relate to who I am and what I want to do musically. So
right, because not only are you musically informed by kind of what we call the West and from India, but also your family's background is from both.
Yeah, my father is from India and my mother is from Canada. So, yeah, I have a mixture of cultures and musics happening there.
Yeah. Nice. And I guess people, I strongly recommend that you check out Trina's band Karavika. It's really a really amazing project.
Yeah, we'll be playing a couple tracks.
Oh,
soon,
yeah?
In a little bit.
Good.
So, well, let's see what else we have. We've heard a lot of very different music, I think, up to now. This last track was along the more traditional roots of Indian classical music, but we are now going to listen to a group that I think they draw a lot from Middle Eastern music and Jewish music, but really music from all over the world, including music from India. And the singer in this group is Priya Darshini, who she's a gorgeous singer. She's from India. She's based here in Brooklyn. And this band that she'll be performing with on March 22nd at Art Cafe is called The Epichorus. And this song is called Mala Al Kasat. Thank you.
Wow, that was gorgeous.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Nice.
That is Priya's show with the Epic Chorus coming up on March 22nd.
Oh my God. What a full month. If people are just tuning in, can you give them the whole lineup of what's happening?
So we are presenting a month-long of women-led bands and ensembles. In celebration of Women's Month, International Women's Month. And we've got a very eclectic lineup. We're hearing a lot of the music tonight from some of the brilliant artists that will be performing throughout the month. We're calling this series Women's Voices. BRM presents Women's Voices. So that was Priya Darshini playing with the Epic Chorus, a band that draws from Middle Eastern and really influences from all over the world. Priya herself is trained in Hindustani classical music, but has her foot in a lot of different genres and is doing a lot of different really interesting things here in New York and all over the place. So that show's on the 22nd, and if you're interested in any free ticket giveaways for the 22nd of March at Art Cafe and Bar in Brooklyn, you can call in.
Yeah, that's 212-854-9920, and we'll give it to the third caller. 212-854-9920. Nice. So that's the 22nd, and on the 1st, it's Oracle, right?
Right. Well, yeah, it's actually Oracle will be a part of the lineup, but it's a collaborative set with Kathak dance, sitar. I think we have contemporary dance, all led by Roshni Samlal in visual projections. So that will be on the 1st.
Okay. And then the 8th?
is Ganavya's band called Aikyam, which is a beautiful blend of jazz and Carnatic influenced music. We have a jazz band backing her up, and Rajna Swaminathan on mridangam.
Right, and that's the one that everybody was going crazy over earlier when she was playing. That was played Summertime by her. Yeah,
and she'll be doing a double bill that night with Yalini Dream, who's a spoken word performing artist, with a great band as well. So that's okay. On the 8th of March.
Right. And then the 15th is the full classical set from Alif Laila, who we heard that beautiful Jinjoti. And then the 22nd. So then we're up to 22nd was Priya Darshini and the Epic Course. So then we're up to the final event, the March 29th, the 5th.
Yes.
Luckily, it was so lucky to have five Wednesdays.
Yeah, it was.
In March.
We were lucky. So this last week of the month, it's basically a culmination of the whole month. It's going to feature 12 women, all that are very much a part of BRM core members, and also women who have collaborated often with the collective. So we've brought, there are many more, but these are 12 of some of the very talented and beautiful women that will be coming together on March 29th to collaborate in we're calling it a round robin, which is going to feature improvised and spontaneous duets by the women, followed by some larger ensembles. And we'll be playing original music, and maybe some arrangements. So that is on the 29th, and we're calling that Women's Raga Massive. That's the women of our collective and in our community. We're all coming together and doing some improvised collaborations.
All right. So that's going to be a huge night. What do you want to play from there?
Okay. So we'll go into the March 29th round robin concert, and we'll start playing artists from that evening. We will hear now Anjana Swaminathan, who is a wonderful Carnatic violinist and also the sister of Rajna Swaminathan. She'll be performing an original composition that she wrote in honor of her mother. It's called Lalita, and it's featuring a pianist, Samora Pinderhughes, and Elena Pinderhughes on flute. And this song was recorded live, I believe, at the Banff Center in 2014.
All right.
Thank you.
Back-to-back songs. We started with Anjana Swaminathan, and then we just heard from our good friend Rupa Mahadevan doing those Carnatic vocals.
Yeah, that was a video project done through Indian Raga.
Great, and you're gonna be playing on this last show of the
yes, yeah,
Bonanza.
Yeah, so I'll be performing, and all the women we're listening to now currently will be performing on the March 29th Women's mm-hmm. Raga Massive Round Robin Show.
Cool.
Yeah.
So can we listen to something of yours?
Sure. So let's see. This song, so this is a group that I have with Amali Premawardhana, who's a mm-hmm. cellist, and we're both... trained in Western classical music, but also started delving into other styles and Indian classical music in particular when we got a little older, college. And so we formed this group based on our similar kind of interests and inspirations. And this, we just recorded our second album. It's called Of Earth and Sky. And this track is from that album, and it's a remake or a reinterpretation in more of a Western kind of chamber context, but also very improvisational and drawing from a lot of different styles. It's an adaptation of a traditional Carnatic classical javali called Samayamite, and it's by the composer Putnam Subramania Iyer. We call it The Time Is Now. And it's in a raga called Behag. So I think it opens with, there's two tracks that you'll play there.
Okay, we'll start with the Behag.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
And this has Perry Wortman on the bass as well, and Rajna Swaminathan on the mridangam.
Thank you.
All right. Did that make you feel good? Good. That was the idea, I think. That was music from our very special guest, Trina Basu, and that was her album of Earth and Sky from the group Karavika, of which she is co-leader with Amali Primawardena, who plays cello. And we were lucky enough to get Trina in here because she's helping to coordinate an entire month, 5 shows of concerts, women by for Women's History Month, or is that what it's called? Women's History Month?
It's, yeah,
Women's something Month.
Women's Month.
Okay, International Women's Month. So this is five shows, all led featuring female artists in the Women's Raga Massive community, and there are so many. It's quite incredible. So
Before we actually move on to the next mm-hmm. track, I wanted to mention that we're going to have some, the art cafe and bar is also a gallery, and they also have a handcrafted clothing in the front, but then within the cafe there's a gallery, and they usually have art up from local artists. So this month we're going to have tabla installations, sculptures by one of our very own members of the Brooklyn Raga Massive, and her name is Seema Lisa Pandya. So when you come out to any of the shows in March, you'll also be able to check out some of her work.
Yeah, there. Yeah, it's really incredible art.
Yeah.
And it kind of captures a lot of what the group is doing musically, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So I see we have Camila Celine lined up.
A wonderful sarod player and guitar player, one of the founding members of the collective, and she will be performing in this track on the sarod, Raga Madhuvanti, and I believe this is an alap track. So we'll listen to that, and then we have a few more after that. So this is all artists performing on March 29th for Women's Voices in celebration of International Women's Month at the Art Cafe.
Very cool. All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music from Camila Celine. Sorry to fade out on that, but we are trying to hit the dozen artists that are playing on the concluding blowout of the Women's Raga Massive Performance. That's going to be the last show of five shows put together by our very special guest, Trina Basu Ramamurthy. Trina, you want to run through these shows one more time, and then we'll just try to get in as many artists as we can from
Definitely.
That list. Yeah.
So we've got shows all month in March, starting on March 1st at the Art Cafe and Bar. We have Roshni Samlal leading an ensemble on the 1st. And on March 8th, we have Ganavya Doraiswamy performing with a nice big band, and that's a double bill with Yalini Dream, the spoken word artist. That is on March 8th. On March 15th, we are going back to the roots, and we have Alif Laila playing the sitar, and she'll be doing a classical set with Aaron Hansen on tabla. That's on the 15th. On March 22nd, we have the Epi Chorus featuring Priyadarshini. And finally, on March 29th, we're bringing together 12 women in a collaborative, improvisational, and round-robin style performance on the 29th. And these are all in celebration of Women's Month at the Art Cafe and Bar. And you can find out more information at brooklynragamassive.com, and you can also purchase tickets there. We have a special, I believe, where you can buy all five dates for a slightly cheaper price. So you can check that out on our website. And next up, we're going to hear a track from a vocalist who has collaborated many times with Brooklyn Raga Massive. And her name is Pying Threadgill. And she will be performing Lost Continent, which is a song that was inspired by the writings of Jhumpa Lahiri and the idea of immigration to a new country and growing old somewhere far from home, but yet home nonetheless.
All right. Well said. Here's Pying Threadgill.
My accent introduces me out of the latitudes. It's a long way from home. The days are rushing over me. Unknown attitudes. It's a long way from home. If my profile's all that you see, then you clearly miss the picture. The days are getting shorter now. My idea's hardly heard. It's a long way from home. The fragrance of happy childhood. Times that I understood. It's a long way from home.
my profile's all that you see, then you clearly miss the picture. My imagination's dwindling in this illusion of plenty. My name's no fame or fortune, it's quite ordinary. The dreams that I dare to dream in this foreign sleep, the goals I have reached to make ends meet and find that ends of a line aren't severed at all. Each room in which I've slept, each mile I have stepped, each moon that has passed, each meal I thought my last.
So music from, is it Piang?
Paiying.
Paiying.
Paiying, yeah.
Paiying. Threadgill. a great contributor to Raga Massive on many occasions and part of our extended community.
Yeah.
We only have a couple minutes, so we won't get to hear this full track.
Yeah.
But what you got lined up?
This is Morley, the singer, and she'll be singing an original composition called Yellow Flowers from one of her albums, and it's featuring Josh Geisler on the bansuri. So this is Morley. She's also going to be performing with us on March 29th.
Awesome. All right. Well, one more thank you to Trina Basu for coming together.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Hope everybody enjoyed.
Yeah, you're great.
Thank
you're
you.
A pro. and Trina will be performing on the last day of this marathon of incredible women performers. That's going to be every Wednesday at the Art Cafe and Bar on 884 Pacific Street at 8 p.m. You can show up, and it's a nice, intimate space. And there's a jam session that follows. Mm-hmm. And you can be of any sex or somewhere in between to perform at the jam session.
We hope to see you there.
Yes. So here is Morley. Thank you, Tina. Here's Morley to take us out with Josh Geisler.
Yellow flowers.